Well, good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's December 8th, 2021. We got a nice show about social-emotional learning set up by my good friends over at the ACT Act, the Center for Equity over there. Great friends of ours. They do such good work. We've got Becky Bobeck, Dr. Bobeck, and Dr. Jeremy Burris. Both of them are in the social, emotional, and academic learning areas, applied research over at ACT. And we're going to talk about the work they're doing with school counselors and school counseling perspectives on social, emotional learning and why that's important for students. It's going to be a nice show. And a lot of it has to do with what we do all the time. Of course, our website is ace-ed.org, A-C-E. -ed.org. A new issue of our magazine is up there, which is called Equity and Access. It's an online journal. It's a wonderful magazine. Check it out. We'll archive the podcast over there, and there's a link over to our new website, which is called SEL Today. It's at seltoday.org, but you can link from ace-ed.org. So please check it all out. Enjoy the new issue of the magazine. It is really, really good. And, of course, we'll archive, as I mentioned, over there. Without further ado, let me bring on both Becky and Jeremy. Ladies first, Dr. Bobeck, how are you today? It's Larry here.
Doing well. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Well, I am just fine. I think it's going to snow today here in Maine. How's the weather in Iowa? I assume that's where you are.
Yes, we are in Iowa City. Actually, the sun is actually coming out for the first day in a few, and it's about 19 degrees.
Sounds like a scene from Annie. The sun will come out tomorrow. No, it's today. Should have sang it yesterday. Okay, sounds great. Jeremy, how are you? Larry here.
Good. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, are you kidding me? My pleasure. Where are you today? Where are you?
I'm also in Iowa City, like not too far from Becky.
Okay, so I assume the weather is the same.
Yep, it's exactly the same.
There you go. How did I ever figure that out? You know, this is, you guys are working with school counselors. You have a project in collaboration with the American School Counselor Association. I want to get into that, but we're going to be talking about social-emotional learning. And as you know, and although I'm firmly behind it here, we have a website called SEL Today. All right, we love the fact that schools are doing that. There's a lot of controversy about it, although there shouldn't be. You two are experts. Becky, I'm going to start with you. Can you give us a good definition from your point of view of social emotional learning?
Well, social emotional learning is really the intrapersonal skills that students are able to develop as they grow throughout their K-12 experience and further develop once they get into the workforce. Now, I have a little bit less experience on that side than Jeremy, but at the same time, we look at lots of different experiences that students have and really think about, okay, are these students persisting, and are they self-aware? Are they able to control themselves? And I know Jeremy has done a lot in these different areas. Jeremy, you want to pick up on that?
Go for it, Jeremy.
Sure. Yeah, I think that you got it with probably the simplest definition, Becky. Interpersonal skills definitely deal with how you deal with other people and how you work with other people. So teamwork type skills and empathy type skills, and then intrapersonal is kind of how you handle yourself, how you deal with yourself while you're working. And so I think Becky mentioned self-control. Do you have self-control to discipline yourself while you're working and focus on what you're doing? Are you able to cope with stress? Those types of skills that definitely can be developed from an early age. Another easy way, kind of simple way of thinking of it that I like to use when I talk to people about SEL is, if you think about the skills that people do pretty well but computers can't do well right now, that's another way of thinking of it.
Yeah, well said. Right.
That's actually an excellent way
to put it there. You know, it's great. Yeah. Computers can't do social-emotional learning. And
yeah,
by the way,
at least not yet.
Yeah, and if they can, I was going to say, if they can, we are in trouble. I did see all three Terminator movies.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So we are in control. When that happens, run. I don't know to where, but run somewhere. All right. It really is important. And let me ask you this. You guys are so involved in this. We're going to talk about counselors with this. But one of the concerns out there is that schools and educators have not been, quote, trained in teaching social-emotional skills, life skills, however you want to phrase that, all right? They just haven't been trained, and I don't know, maybe you guys do, within teacher training programs, are there actually courses now being developed for future teachers on teaching social-emotional learning within what they do? I'll go back over to Jeremy on this one. Do you know, Jeremy?
I do. I'm not super familiar with teacher training programs, but I know that there are at least a couple of teacher training programs where there's a focus on SEL. So I know that's happening now, and I think that's a growing area in teacher training. But they do make a valid point, though, that more professional development is certainly needed for teachers. And so at ACT, we actually have some professional development type courses that we offer because, you know, we're definitely aware that more is needed in that area.
Dr. Becky Bobek, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of the questions we actually asked as part of this project was of school counselor educators, and a majority of them actually indicated they focus a great deal on SEL in their programs.
Good. We are asking teachers, educators, if I may, to do something that they have not been well trained for. Okay, we've been talking about this for years, and believe me, you guys are on the right track with all this. Okay, I am in firm agreement with you. But we have to take the time, the professional development time, okay, or the teacher training time, to make it work. That's my feeling. And, you know, it's easy to say, but it's harder to do. And on that note, this is another thing I rant on for hours, okay? The School Counselors Association, a wonderful group, bless the hearts of the school counselors, okay? There aren't enough of them, okay? And we need more of them, all right? What is the ASCA, what are you guys doing? And I'll throw this one to Becky, and you can throw it to Jeremy. What's happening with ASCA? What are you doing with them?
Well, we actually had a great opportunity to collaborate with them to kind of support our mutual goal to further the important work that school counselors do on social-emotional learning. And so we had this project where we were able to go in and with the American School Counselor Association helping to support it and collaborate with us on it, we were able to actually survey four different groups. We were able to survey school counselors. We were able to survey pre-service school counselors or counselors in training. We were able to survey counselor educators. And we were even able to pick up some school district directors with decision-making responsibility for school counselor staffing and resources. And we were able to use that information along with the survey focuses, which involved kind of asking these different groups about their perspectives on SEL. Is it important? Is it being used? You know, are they applying or using standards, frameworks, curriculum? What are some of their best practices? And even professional development, what kind of needs do they have? Are they getting it? So those are some of the kinds of things that we were able to ask these different groups and get a little better insight on.
What'd you find out, if I may? And I'll throw that to Becky. You can throw it to Jeremy, whichever one you do. Becky?
Sure.
Becky is the principal research scientist, applied research. And actually take the research and apply it. I guess that's what you do. Where Jeremy is the senior director of social, emotional, and academic learning research. Okay, so you guys are working together to make stuff happen. Okay, so what'd you learn, Beck? And then you can swing it to Jeremy.
Sure. No, we actually learned a number of things. One thing we learned that developing student social and emotional skills is important across the group. I mean, school counselors are really interested in making sure that they incorporate SEL into their school counseling programs. We have all the other groups conveying importance through either it being a part of or thinking it's going to be important through the work they're doing. And even, you know, district directors were saying that developing SE skills is as important as developing academic knowledge. So they're really recognizing, yeah, this is a critical piece. We also noted that school counselors are spending time on social and emotional learning during the school year, quite a bit of it, sometimes a fifth to a half of their time helping to develop students' SE skills. I mean, that's quite a bit. I mean, that's saying it's important.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I want to say this again. We are always talking about teachers, classroom teachers, doing the SEL work. Okay. But it is so important that the counselors who are, if I may, far better trained in this, okay, to get this in there and build it in. But we're short of counselors these days. Okay. It's good. Jeremy, your thoughts on? Yeah. Jeremy, your thoughts?
I think there was a couple of things that stuck out. Everything that Becky said is clearly were important findings. There are a couple of things that stuck out to me, too. One is we're finding a real strong convergence between this group and other groups that we've surveyed about their beliefs about social and emotional learning. So, you know, teachers, parents, the workforce, there's a convergence where there's this widely held recognition that social emotional learning is important across different groups. And then I think that something else that we're seeing that we also saw in this survey is the need to engage with families in social emotional learning.
Yep.
There's the counselors thought, you know, it's extremely important to be able to engage with families when you're teaching these things, but at the same time, it's not that easy and that they need some resources to help them. And I think that there's growing recognition that we need to do a better job and also engaging the families and teaching our skills, our students' social emotional skills.
And we also have to engage the families with communication about what social emotional learning is. Okay,
exactly.
As you know, Jeremy, there was a hubbub a month or so ago with the election. Parents and many parents, not all parents, but many parents were up in arms. It became a political thing for some goofy reason. Okay, and people don't understand what it is. If you ask somebody, do you want us to improve your child's life skills so they are happier and more successful, there's not a parent in the world who would answer yes. Okay, but then, you know, when they heard the social emotional learning becomes this political football, a lot of them just couldn't understand it and went nuts. Talk about this. Okay, communication to parents and understanding what it is and all that kind of thing, Jeremy.
I completely agree with your approach to this. I think in general, having a very broad term like social emotional learning is sometimes not really the best way of describing. Even though there's not really a one term that's going to describe this whole field because it encompasses so many different things.
Yeah.
So I think a better way of talking about it is to actually talk about the specific skills that we're teaching and then to lean on the research. And the research is pretty hard to argue against them. If you tell parents that teaching these skills is going to be crucial to their students' success and high school, college, and even, you know, help them through the workforce, that's going to be hard to argue against. So I would say those two things is defining what we're doing by focusing on the skills that are being taught and then leaning on the research.
Yeah, it's so important. And Jeremy, stay with me. This is going to be a funny question, but I want you to articulate the answer. ACT, good friends of mine, I know what you guys do, your Center on Equity and everything. You guys really care. All right. But put this into perspective for everybody. When people think of ACT, all right, they think of the test. All right. So why is social emotional learning? So ACT is putting a lot of effort and resources into this. The question is, why does this matter? How does this all impact what ACT is and does? And if you can do that, I'll give you a great promotion. I'll write the president of the company and do it.
Yeah. So the
I know you can do it, by the way. I know you can do it. Yeah.
So our mission is to help people succeed in school and the workplace. And there's a wide recognition here that it's not just about academic knowledge, which is essentially what the ACT test covers. So there's things like what behavioral skills or social-emotional skills, mm-hmm. and there's there are career navigation skills, which Becky can speak to, which she led the development of our framework for career navigation skills. And so we know that the behavioral skills or the social-emotional skills are predictive of performance in school and in work. And so focusing on that really is central to our mission in addition to these other factors. Becky, I don't know if Becky has others to add, because she's been highly involved in kind of developing our frameworks outside of just looking at the academic knowledge.
Thank you, Dr. Burns. That was a good answer. I will be writing the president of the company on that. Becky, you're welcome. You're the doctor of applied research. So here's the research. Now we have to apply it. Okay, go, Becky. Talk to me about how this all fits in with what ACT does.
Well, I think it does go. It really does go back to our mission. I mean, we're trying to help students be successful in their education and careers, and to do that, it really involves kind of empowering educators, other stakeholders, and supporting learners at all stages of their journey, education and career journey. And by understanding what different stakeholders are doing, how they're doing it, help us to gain insight on how we can better determine what might ensure that we can either inform educators or school counselors about what might help to meet the potential of all students. So it's kind of equipping people with tools through the research to help them better be able to do the important work they do.
Mm-hmm. And we're equipping them, if I'm hearing this correctly, I'm not sure I am, are we equipping them with assessment tools? Or are we equipping them with curriculum? What kind of tools are we equipping them with? And that might be a weird question. Can you help me on that one, Beck?
Yeah, sure. No, actually, we can equip them in different ways. Assessment is a clear hallmark of what ACT has done for decades.
Yeah.
But we have also helped to provide.
Which is why I brilliantly asked the question.
Yeah.
That's why I brilliantly asked the question.
Yeah. You're brilliant. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't fishing for a compliment, but I will accept it. Thank you.
But no, we've actually developed lots of resources as well to support not just the results of assessment, so helping students do better with the ACT, their ACT scores through our test prep programs and stuff like that. But we also have different kinds of tools related to curriculum programs or career coaching or a toolkit related to social and emotional learning. So these are things that come along in conjunction with assessment to help round out what students and educators or counselors, school counselors may need to help.
It's just amazing. The whole point of this is to help students and do better and help them better with life. What did ASCA, the American School Counselors Association, what did they say about all this? I'll stay with Becky.
Well, the American School Counselor Association really, I think through collaborations like this, really hope to spotlight the important work of school counselors and the critical resources that school counselors need to be successful. And these resources are essential for kind of leading school-wide social and emotional efforts and providing the necessary supports for all students in academic, career, and social and emotional areas of development. I mean, and particularly kind of with the coronavirus pandemic kind of exacerbating the challenges already experienced by many students, it's become even more kind of imperative for school counselors to work to identify and address students' kind of diverse needs around social-emotional learning. And ASC is kind of at the forefront of helping to do that as well with the work they do with their ASCA student standards.
Here comes a toughie. I'm going to throw this out there. I don't know who wants to answer this. Okay. We know that social-emotional learning matters. Okay. And some, I assume Some people have great social-emotional learning skills, some kids, some students, but they may lack on the academic side for whatever reason, okay? And can you be successful? I'm going to put it down to your college testing or workforce testing, whatever you say. Can you be successful with a greater emphasis on social-emotional learning as opposed to academic learning? In other words, when somebody takes the ACT, is there a way to measure their social-emotional skills to see, yes, this kid may get a C in school, but their social-emotional skills are so strong that they will do extremely well and successful in school and life? Is there any way to measure that? And I'll throw that one, I don't know, I'll throw that one to Jeremy. You can pass it back to Becky. That's a toughie. I don't know if anybody's even thought about it. Jeremy, you can make something up. By the way, this is radio. You can make something up if you don't know the answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll start. We actually do know that from some of our research, our basic research here, that students' responses on social-emotional skills measures predict college success and high school success above and beyond academic tests. So they do provide additional information. So you can kind of model that where you can show kind of the gain that students can get in their academic performance beyond what's measured by the ACT test by looking at their social-emotional skills. And we haven't done that operationally. Obviously, there's no social-emotional skills measure on the ACT, but looking at some of our basic research where we look at students who have taken both the ACT or one of our other academic tests and a social-emotional skills measure, we find that the social-emotional skill measure does provide additional information suggesting that, you know, having strong social-emotional skills can kind of make up at least part of the way, I'm sure not all of the way, but part of the way make up for some lack of academic knowledge.
Becky, is there any way to build this into the testing?
I think Becky? There's always, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No,
I think there are always ways in which we can consider how we can incorporate different types of measures, multiple measures, into the different kind of ways in which we think about how to assess students, either through formative ways or summative ways, to kind of better give an indication of where students are at, and then how we might intervene to build on the skills either they have or they need to further develop.
Did I just discover something that should be done and it should be named the Larry test? Becky?
I don't know. What would that acronym stand for, Larry?
Larry, lousy academic retry. I don't know. I'll just go in from there. Okay? But it's interesting how we can, what you guys are saying is exactly right, how important this is. And if we can measure that and put it in there, it's such an interesting thing. And education, has been the same way, if I may, just generically for years. We've all been measuring the same type of thing. We need to take your good work and apply that to really measuring students, and I think we're going to see a different thing grow out of this. That's my opinion anyway. So on that note, let me ask Jeremy, where do you want this to go from here? You have all this information. You know how it all works. You have this great input. Where does it go from here?
So I think we've been focusing on kind of developing several pillars of SEL and kind of having a programmatic approach. Right now, focusing on kind of a more formative approach, so more skill development type approach rather than adding it to the test, although I could see that as a possibility at some point.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, we want a kind of more of a programmatic approach that involves assessment and curriculum, which we have, and then further developing some things that we talked about already, furthering our professional development for SEL and then family engagement. And I think if we can do all four of those things, that's going to be a real powerful kind of solution for helping our students.
Yeah. I agree. And that whole thing of getting parents involved more and more with a deep understanding of what it's all about and with the data that folks like ACT provide is absolutely so important in this day and age. Parents, because they were so involved with the kids during COVID, suddenly are far more interested, okay, in the operation of a school. They saw it kind of on a more day-to-day basis when everybody was stuck at home. Now they want more of a voice, in my opinion, which is not such a bad idea, okay? Yep. And frankly, putting this research together with that, it just makes all the difference in the world. Becky, what are your thoughts as we wind down here? What's next? What do you want that? How do you want this to apply, almighty applied research person?
Well, I think we can really draw from this work a number of insights that can really I think that it can help us kind of make some recommendations, and it can help us think through, for example, in schools, helping to inform social emotional skill development with evidence and using like needs assessment data or state standards to help determine which areas of social and emotional learning to focus on, helping with incorporating kind of SEL initiatives into more comprehensive school district plans, given how important this is across the different groups. So really kind of seeing how this aligns with strategies throughout the K-12 experience. And, of course, Jeremy mentioned professional development. I mean, I think counselors really show that they would really like more training on the development of collaborative methods that teachers and school counselors can use together to integrate SEL strategies in the classroom. I mean, those types of things that really came out of what kind of what the results helped us to determine might be useful as we have it applied on the ground.
It's really, I got to thank you, Becky. It's really, what you're doing is so important, and we got to make sure all this data gets into the hands of the right people. That's one of the reasons we do these shows. Jeremy and Becky, thank you. You guys are terrific. I really enjoyed it. And by the way, I want everybody to know, right now it is 9:28 in the morning here in Maine on December 8th, and Becky, Jeremy, it just now is our first snow of the season here in Maine.
Oh,
there you
go.
You're here. Yeah, it's coming down right now. There it is. Please bring shovels. Thank you.
We'll be there.
We might need our own in a month.
We all will, believe me, up here in the north. Okay, thank you both of you. You're wonderful. I really appreciate it. Have a good holiday. It's coming.
All right, you too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
Bye.
You, Becky. Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks. Bye. Okay, everybody, ACT, my good friends at their Center for Equity, ACT.org. All right, Google ACT Center for Equity if you want to learn more for that. And that was Dr. Burris and Dr. Bobeck. Let's make this happen. And we have SELtoday.org, which you can link to over at the ace-ed.org, which is where we will archive this show, where the new issue of our Equity and Access magazine is. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening. Thank you, my guests.